From Spark and Anvil and Deduce Quest, this is Nona, in Chapter 1 of the Deduce Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Nona sees pictures where other people see a wall of numbers. Hand her a nonogram, a blank grid with strings of numbers along the edges, and she doesn't feel lost. She reads the numbers as lengths of filled runs, and she starts not with guesses, but with certainties, the cells that have to be filled no matter where the run slides. A row of 5 with a clue of 4, she'll say, sketching. Wherever that run of 4 sits, these middle 3 cells are covered both ways, so I know those for sure, before I know anything else. Cell by certain cell, filling and blanking only what the numbers force, a hidden picture rises out of the grid like something developing in a darkroom. Nona learned to trust the certain parts first, because for a while, she couldn't trust much of anything. She'd been a kid who wanted the whole answer immediately, or none at all. Half knowing something made her anxious. A picture that was only partly filled in felt worse to her than a blank one, because the gaps nagged. She'd abandoned half-finished drawings, half-read books, half-solved problems, because the not-yet-complete state was unbearable. Then, an aunt who did nonograms taught her one and said something Nona never forgot. Don't try to see the whole picture. Just fill in what you're sure of. Then, look again. Being sure of these will make you sure of those. Nona fought it at first, but she filled in the 3 cells she was certain of, and then, because those 3 were filled, a 4th became certain, and then a 5th. The picture didn't arrive all at once. It grew from the parts she could trust, and the gaps stopped nagging, because each one was on its way to being filled by something she already knew. She'd learned to be at peace with a half-finished picture, as long as every filled-in part was certain. Certainty could spread. You just had to start it somewhere. At the Deduce Quest Academy, she was handed a nonogram on her first day. The other apprentices tried to guess what the picture was and fill toward it. Nona ignored the picture entirely. She hunted for forced cells, long runs relative to the line, where the overlap guaranteed some cells no matter what, and filled only those. Then she read the crossing columns, where her new certainties made new cells forced, and filled those. She never once guessed. She never filled a cell she wasn't sure of. When the picture finally resolved, a little sailboat, the head asked how she'd known what it would be. "I didn't," Nona said. "I never solve toward a picture. I solve from what the numbers force, and the picture shows up on its own. If I'd guessed at the picture, I'd have filled wrong cells. The numbers don't lie. My guesses might." "Everyone else chased the image," the head said. "You trusted the certainties." And that has been her way ever since. Nona does not guess the picture. She lets it emerge.
A boy came to her workshop, stuck and frustrated. "I can't tell what it's supposed to be, so I can't fill anything in." Nona shook her head gently. "You've got it backwards. You don't need to know what it is. Find one run you're sure about." She pointed at a row of 5 with a clue of 5. "That whole row is filled. The clue fills it. You're certain of 5 cells right now, and you didn't need the picture at all." The boy filled the row. Then Nona showed him how those 5 certain cells made cells in the crossing columns force too. "Start with what you know," she said, "and let it spread. You don't have to see the end. You have to trust the parts you're sure of and follow them." The boy stopped trying to guess the picture and started trusting the numbers, and the sailboat appeared under his pencil like it had been there all along, waiting for him to stop guessing.
Later, he admitted the thing underneath. "I hate not knowing how something's going to turn out." Nona set down her pencil. For a moment, she was the kid who couldn't bear a half-finished drawing. "I used to hate it more than anything," she said. "A half-filled picture made me so anxious I'd give up. And then I learned that you don't have to see the whole thing to be okay. You just have to be sure of the next small piece, really sure, and fill that in. Certainty spreads. The picture takes care of itself. She smiled at the little boat. It's a calm feeling once you trust it. You stop needing the whole answer at once. You just tend to what you know and watch it grow. The boy walked home noticing the things in his life he was sure of and starting there and finding the rest a little less frightening for it.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Nona. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.